The Major League Baseball season was supposed to have begun this week, two games in Japan between the Seattle Mariners and the Oakland Athletics. But the war in Iraq led baseball officials to cancel the trip, and the first pitch of 2003 is scheduled for Sunday evening in Anaheim, California. The defending World Series champion Angels will host the Texas Rangers. Joining me now is Stefan Fatsis of the Wall Street Journal. Stefan, several sporting events did go on despite the war. The NCAA basketball tournament decided to go on as scheduled. The World Figure Skating Championships are happening right now here in Washington. Why did baseball back out?
I think it was a timing issue. The war hadn't yet begun when Baseball Commissioner Bud Selig made the decision to call off the trip to Japan, and it wasn't clear when it would. One baseball official told me that the possibility of baseball teams flying abroad while the first bombs were falling on Baghdad was just too unsettling, that it was less about security than it was about timing, but given the uncertainty, it was probably an understandable call.
Any risk that the Japanese might have taken offense at the cancellation? After all, the majors seem to be scooping up Japan's best baseball players.
Yeah, they are, but given world events, I doubt there was any complaint. The migration of Japan stars to the big leagues is a concern in Japan, though. The Mariners were making the trip to Tokyo as a sort of thank you from Major League Baseball for their star outfielder, Ichiro Suzuki, who's been a big hit in the U.S. since he came over in 2001. This year's new arrival is slugger Hideki Matsui, who's a 50-home run guy with the Tokyo Giants, and now he's playing for America's version of the Tokyo Giants, the New York Yankees.
Well, Mr. Matsui, whose nickname I gather is Godzilla,
that's right,
is just one of the latest pricey additions to the Yankees, whose owner, George Steinbrenner, is eager to avoid the shame and humiliation of last year when they didn't win the World Series.
A rare happening. The Yankees now have the distinction of signing a pitcher for $32 million who won't even be in the starting rotation. That's Cuban defector Jose Contreras. The Yankees' opening day roster figures to price out at around $170 million, which is about six times more than the cheapest team in baseball, the Tampa Bay Devil Rays. Baseball enters this season with a new labor agreement, but the addition of a stiffer luxury tax on the top payrolls in the game didn't have the effect of curbing Steinbrenner's spending habits.
But the labor deal did seem to have an effect on spending habits elsewhere.
Yeah, it did. And I think this is going to be baseball's big contentious story this season. A lot of veteran players lingered on the free agent market over the winter, which drove down their prices as spring approached, as did a glut of talent that was caused by the most parsimonious behavior by baseball owners in decades. Some of that had to do with the economy, of course, but and also to teams getting smarter. They're not signed. They're not spending as much for players who don't perform. But the players' union is still pressing for information about team spending behavior over the winter. The hunt is for some sign of collusive behavior, which baseball's management denies.
Anything else to watch out for this season?
A couple other things. Will Commissioner Selig actually consider letting Pete Rose back into baseball? And will fans come back? Attendance declined 6% last year. As a result, average ticket prices are up less than 3% this season. That's unusual in pro sports.
All right. Thank you, Stefan.
Thanks, Michelle.
Stefan Fatsis covers the business of sports for the Wall Street Journal.